to worship the Lord and to spend time in the presence of God. And this morning we really want to have a look at some of the things that for this year, and also some things for next week as well. This is part one, this is part two. And I said today we really want to focus on really what God has for us in terms of the home base here, if you like, and then really look about giving beyond. We're going to have a little clip in just a moment, and just really explaining about what the purpose of the church is, the heart of the church, and really what we're on about. For those that are in the church, you're obviously familiar with what the church is about and what we're on about, but there's something a little different that we really want to emphasize this year. And we're seeing the kids that go out this morning, and we really want to be very intentional about our whole discipleship process of the children growing in God. But let's just watch this clip first of all. It's about our purpose and the process that we have as a church, the way that we want to see people grow and mature in God. So let's just watch the screen together. Just very quickly summarizes really our heart in God, that we really want to see people grow in God, and we really want to be very intentional about that from every age group, from the little ones all the way through to adults. You would have seen this little brochure, seen this here. If you want to grab one of these, for those that want, there's some in the stand there. But really what we're looking at is that so that our process of growing in God, which for us adults means we come along to church, we come along every week, not just casually or occasionally, but it's where we are, because this is where we belong, and we really want to grow in God, and so that we're in church services. But for the little ones, they come along, and we don't make the children miss out on what God wants to build into their lives, and so we bring them along, and youth are connected in the youth group, young adults are connected in young adults meeting together, and as adults that we meet together, and we come as a church family, so church services are really important. And also then relationships, and that's why grow groups are so critical in the life of this church. You want people to grow and relate and be connected to the Lord and to one another. But you'll find this year the children, they'll actually be breaking up into smaller groups and they'll be sharing their hearts with each other. They'll be praying for one another. You'll find that that'll happen in the youth group. They'll be breaking into smaller groups and they'll have time to share their hearts with each other and to pray. Already that happens in young adults in the grow group setting. And so all of the way through, these things have processed the spiritual journey that we have to maturity, that everyone is going to be walking along that together. And so then we have a look at the whole area of outreaching. Well, we've got our heart to heart. We'll actually be second term. We'll be doing the video series that we've done within the church. That'll be in grow groups in the second term, and where we make our lists and we'll pray for people and be intentional about reaching out to people that God has put us into a relationship with. But there's a kids version. There's a kids version of heart to heart now. And so we want to see all of these things, the process of spiritual maturity, growing in God and relating to others, outreaching and working together, flow all the way through and serving. And so the little ones, encouraging them just to learn to be helpers and to help and to begin to serve. And for children, to see children being involved in serving and helping in different ways, and youth to be involved in serving, even leading in areas and all the way through. So we're being very intentional about that. So if you want to see these areas of preschool, wonder, discovery, passion, purpose and maturity, for those who want to have a look at those, there's some there in the brochure stand. But really our purpose of Grow Church is we obviously want people to grow in God. And if anything that you do this year, make a determination. Say, this year I'm going to grow in God. I'm going to grow in such a way that I can see that in my own heart and life, but also others will see that and recognize some growth and maturity in my life. Make that your determination. I'm going to do that. Now, we're going to do that. I'll read some scripture later on and we'll talk about it. But the Holy Spirit working within our life. But we've got to cooperate with the Holy Spirit. We've got to give opportunity. It's important to come to church. So important. Go to grow group. It's important to be involved and growing in those things. But determine in your heart, say, this year I'm going to grow in such a way that when I get to the end of the year, I can see within my own heart and life there is a growth. But those that are close to you can say, look, I can actually see in you. There's a depth in you. There's a maturity in you. There's a wisdom in you, the way you handle pressure, the way you handle circumstances, situations. I can see that you've actually grown. And make that your goal. Make that a determination that I'm going to grow this year. I'm going to grow in that process. I'm going to grow in God. I'm going to grow in my knowledge and understanding with God. I'm going to grow in my relationships with my brothers and sisters because we're family together. I want to grow in that connection, that heart with one another. I want to grow in my heart for others to see other people come into the kingdom of God. And I want to be a faithful servant, willing to serve, willing to play my part in the body so that the body can grow. And so that's really our heart. And I pray that you really, really want to grow this year. Every year we have a theme. And last year was a theme of the invitation. This year we have the same theme. We're going to focus on different elements of it. This year, I'll show this video in just a moment. But really what we want to see in our church, it's a culture change that we're looking. Every church has a culture. Part of the culture of our church, really good part of our church culture, is it's very warm and it's very welcoming culture. We've had people that have come. We had someone come and spoke who said that they'd been visited 400 churches and said, I've never said this to any other church, but this is the most friendliest, welcomingest church I've been to. Spoken at 400 different churches. That's a wonderful part of that culture. There is that warmth and there is that welcoming. But what we want to add on to that good thing that we're doing well is that we'd be ones who are actually inviting others and that they may experience that warmth and that love and that acceptance that is readily available here in the church family, so people can come in and receive that. And so that whole heart of the invitation is something we want to inculcate, we want to embody, we want to imbibe that, we want to have it a part of us that we're naturally doing that. Let's have a little look at this clip that explains our theme for this year.
stood outside the gates and trembled in my rags of unworthiness, afraid to even stand at a distance in the presence of holiness. Just as I turned to go, the gates swung open wide, and the King and His only Son, they invited me inside. This is Your invitation. Come just the way You are. Come find what Your soul has been longing for. Come find Your. Your invitation. So now will You come with me to where the gates swing open wide? Only Son are inviting us inside. This is our invitation. Come, sinner, as You are.
Beautiful song, actually, isn't it? An invitation. Look, you would have got one of these cards as you came in today, and it really explains the theme for us, and really looking at three aspects about coming to Jesus. And I pray that as a people of God, that we will come to the Lord like we never have before. So say this year, make the choice to say, Lord, I'm going to come to You in a new way, in a fresh way, in a vital way. I'm going to come into that relationship. The Lord is inviting every one of us for a deeper relationship than we've ever known and experienced before. It's always been there waiting for us. He's always been there. He's not doing anything different. It's something different required of us. And we say this, Lord, I want to respond to that invitation to come. And that prompting, the yearning, the urging of the Spirit, come, let's come closer. And this year we really want to focus on that aspect about coming into Your inheritance. So many people live without coming into what God has for them. There's a story about this guy who went on a cruise. He's an older gentleman, and someone graciously just wanted to bless this older man, and they gave him a cruise, free tickets to go on a cruise. Well, he'd never been on a cruise his whole life. He'd lived quite miserly, and so it was a real blessing. Someone blessed him and gave him tickets to go on a cruise, a ticket to go on a cruise. So he goes off on this cruise ship and packs up his belongings. He's on the cruise ship and he's on this cruise, you know, it's amazing how big the ship is. It's like this city that's floating on the water, and you know, has a few aches and pains, takes him a little while to move around from one end. He can't even really walk the full distance. But he's there and he's just loving being there. And every day, he'd faithfully go to his cabin and he gets out his little crackers and his little cheese and biscuits and eating away. And one day he's sitting down and decides to have his lunch outside and gets his crackers and his cheese and biscuits and puts it all together and he's eating that. And just so happens that the captain walks past. And the captain looks at this guy and says, the man goes, oh, and introduces himself. You know, he's an elderly gentleman. He honors the older gentleman and says, I'm the captain. And, you know, and he responds to him. And the captain says, oh, what are you doing? You're just having a snack. He goes, oh, yes, I'm just making my lunch. And the captain said, lunch? What do you mean you're making your lunch? He says, oh, yes, look, I was graciously got to come on the cruise, but, you know, there's no way I can afford to eat and have all those fancy meals. And the captain said, What do you mean? Everything's free. Everything, every meal, all of those restaurants, everything here is free. You can eat of that. You don't eat your own cheese and crackers and trying to do that. And the old man was just amazed. He'd been on the cruise, was almost over, and he spent the whole time eating cheese and crackers, thinking that he couldn't afford to have that. But how many of us live our Christian life like that. We've been given everything in Jesus Christ, and yet we miss out on all that he has, the inheritance that he has for us. And so this year we really want to focus on the part of the invitation about coming into the inheritance, coming into what you have in Jesus Christ. Don't be on crackers and cheese. Just come into the fullness of what Jesus has already freely provided for us. And so we really want to focus on that aspect. These other aspects about us coming to Jesus and coming closer, deeper, walking with him. We want to do that. Inviting others that they may come and see. Come and see what Jesus has done for me. Come and see what Jesus has done. And that invitation for others will come into relationship with Jesus Christ. We certainly want to have that. We certainly want to encourage that. And then the Grow groups coming up even this term. There's some things that really encourage you in that area. But we're really also going to focus across the year about coming into your inheritance. So this year, make a decision. Say, Lord, I'm not going to be, I'm on the boat and amazed of it, but just going to be living on cheese and crackers, Lord. I want to know what it is to walk in the inheritance that I have in Jesus Christ. And so that's something that we'll really be looking at this year. So I trust that you're going to come to church hungry and ready, and don't be a cheese and cracker Christian this year. Amen? By the way, I like cheese and crackers. That's a different issue. But you understand what I'm saying. No, don't settle for what mediocrity, and don't grab a hold. Grab a hold of what Jesus has. Don't settle for not doing that this year. We really want to encourage you with that. And again, as I said, you can look at that. It's got some scriptures and those things there to keep that, and you can take that with you. Just want to share a few thoughts this morning around a scripture, and just to share this together. And this is from the book of Colossians, and reading from chapter 1, verses 9 to 14. So I just want to have a little look at this morning. And this really is our prayer, is at the heart of our oversight. If I was writing this line, this is how I would even start addressing you, and myself even, as a congregation. It says, we always thank God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, when we pray for you, because we've heard of your faith in Jesus Christ and the love you have for all God's people. And I want to commend you as a church family for the faith that you have in Jesus Christ and for the love that you have for God's people. The faith that springs from the hope stored up for you in heaven, and about which you've already heard in the true message of the gospel that has come to you. The faith and love that spring, life comes. There's a life that comes from our Lord Jesus Christ. Faith and love that spring from the hope stored up for you in heaven. So remember, it's not just for this life that we live, but we have an eternal destiny and an inheritance also in heaven, and the wonderful gospel. In the same way, the gospel is bearing fruit and growing throughout the whole world, just as it's been doing among you since the day you heard it and truly understood God's grace. You learned it from Epaphras, our dear fellow servant, who was a faithful minister of Christ on our behalf. Faithful minister. Be faithful this year. A faithful minister of Christ on our behalf. And who also told us of your love in the Spirit. For this reason, since the day we heard about you, we've not stopped praying for you. We continually ask God to fill you with the knowledge of his will, through all wisdom and understanding that the Spirit gives, so that you may live a life worthy of the Lord and please him in every way. But make that your charter this year. I'm going to grow in God. I'm going to grow in God. I'm going to be a person that grows in God, and I'm going to live a life worthy of the Lord. I want to share about this in a moment, but I want to live a life worthy of the Lord and please him in every way. I'm not going to say I'll put your hand up, because I think every hand would go up. We all want to live a life worthy of the Lord, and we all want to please him in every way. And so let that be. This is my motto for this year. I'm going to live a life worthy of the Lord, because I'm growing in God. I'm part of Grow Church, and I grow in God. Live a life worthy of the Lord, and I'm going to please him in every way. Make that the decision, the choice that you're going to make. Bearing fruit in every good work. Growing in the knowledge of God, being strengthened with all power. And the word power there, it talks about, so being strengthened with all power, it means moral power or excellence of the soul. We have an excellent soul, to be someone that is just moral and just has that sense of God within them in everything you do. Strengthens with all power according to his glorious might, so that you might have great endurance. And by the way, the word might there is that dunamis word, the power of your spirit, so that you may, according to his glorious might, the power of the Holy Spirit that's working within us. Because remember that you can live a life that pleases the Lord, worthy of the Lord, and please him in every way, because the power of the Holy Spirit within your own heart. That you may have great endurance and patience. I'll talk about that in a moment. Great endurance and patience. So some people don't have endurance and they don't have a lot of patience, and they suffer as a result of that. Giving joyful thanks to the Father who has qualified you to share in the inheritance in his holy people. We have inheritance together. Inheritance of his holy people in the kingdom of light. For he rescued us from the dominion of darkness and brought us into the kingdom of the Son he loves, in whom you have redemption, the forgiveness of sin. And as I said, I'm sure every one of us, we want to live this year worthy of the Lord, and we want to please him in every way. In every way. Live a life worthy of the Lord. What makes us worthy of salvation? That's the Lord Jesus Christ. You can never earn your way to heaven. None of us can. But it's by grace we're saved, because of what Jesus Christ has already given us. But because he's given us such a wonderful salvation, we want to live a life in accordance of that. We want to live a life worthy of that, honouring of the life he gives us. Talks about right at the beginning of this passage, it said at the beginning, it says about, we pray because we've heard of your love and the faith. It says, talks about, we continually ask God to fill you with the knowledge of his will through all wisdom and understanding that the Spirit gives, so that you may. And the only way that we're going to live a life worthy of the Lord and please him in every way is that we need to know, we need the knowledge of his will. We need to know what God wants. We need to be able to hear God's voice. And quite often it's amazing how, you know, we all go through things and we all feel emotions and circumstances and situations. It's so easy to make a decision based on circumstances. Oh, well, this is the circumstance that I'm in now. This is what I see with my, I spy with my own little eye right now. This is my circumstance. And I make a decision based upon my circumstances. If you're making decisions based upon the circumstances of life, you're not going to live a life worthy of the Lord, and you're not going to live a life that pleases him. We cannot live like that. We cannot make decisions and react and base things on our emotions, how we feel. This is what I'm feeling at the moment, or this is what I'm not feeling. And depending on how I feel, that shapes the destiny and the outcome and the direction of my life. If we are people that are shaped and led by our emotions, we're not going to live a life worthy of the Lord, and we're not going to please him in every way. As much as we love God, nothing to do with that loving God, but this is about pleasing him. And you cannot please God if you live based on your emotions and make decisions on circumstances or emotions. You're not going to please him. The only way that we can live a life worthy of the Lord and please him is to know his will, what he wants to do, what he wants for my life. What does he want of you this year? What does the Lord require of you this year? What does God want us to do? And see, to live what's pleasing to God, we can do a whole lot of stuff, and sometimes we can do a whole lot of stuff and even good stuff. But the stuff that pleases God is the stuff that he wants us to do. It's the stuff that he's called us to do. It's the stuff that he asks us to do. That's what pleases him. Sometimes we can do a whole lot of good stuff that might please ourselves and make us feel good. I did a good thing and I feel good about it. Well, that's fine. Feel good. But ultimately, it's not about us feeling good. It's about us pleasing God, doing what he wants us to do. And so we want to be a people that know the will of God. And I encourage you to do that. You'll find the will of God in prayer. You'll find the will of God in the Word. God doesn't hold big secrets from you that you're never going to know and you're always confused. People who don't know what God wants are ones who aren't walking closely with God and aren't listening to what God is saying. He's speaking to us all the time. He's directing us. He's guarding our paths. He's lighting the way. He's saying, this is the way, walk ye in it. And ones who say, gee, I don't know what God wants me to do. The reason why we're like that is either one, that our emotions are so loud at the moment, and our circumstances are so severe at the moment, that we're just allowed those things to cloud us and God. And so say, no, Lord, I'm not going to be like that this year. If I was like that in the past, I'm not going to be like that. Lord, I'm not going to listen to emotion to dictate or circumstances. Lord, I'm going to come in intimate fellowship, and through prayer and waiting upon you, Lord, I'm going to have that seal of what you say upon my heart. And that's where you find rest. You know, if you're trying to make decisions out of emotions, there's a lot of agitation. There's a lot of stress that goes with that. But when you quiet yourself in the presence of God and God drops direction, he drops things in your heart, such an incredible peace comes and pervades your life. And that pleases God. And it's also pleasing to yourself to be at peace, but it's pleasing to God that we're people that hear his voice. It talks about living this life, a life worthy of the Lord and please him in every way. What does it look like to live a life that's worthy of the Lord and please him in every way? Not talking about being pious and religious. Obviously, our heart and desire is to live a holy life. We know that we're all full in many ways, the scripture says, but God is faithful and just to forgive us of all unrighteousness if we confess our sins. And we're growing and we're becoming more like Christ every day. That's our heart and desire. But what does it look like pleasing him in every way? The scripture tells us that. You want to please the Lord this year, then it tells you two things. It says, bearing fruit in every good work. First thing, if you want to please God, bear fruit in every good work. Be doing good works. Be fruitful in the kingdom of God. It's not just about your own relationship with him. That's very important, because the second thing is, it says, growing in the knowledge of God. Two things, bearing fruit and growing in the knowledge of God. We're grow church. We want to grow in the knowledge of God. But if you're a Christian that wants to live a life worthy of the Lord and you really want to please the Lord, then you're going to grow in the knowledge of God. You're going to be hungry for God. I can't wait to get to church to be with the fellowship of believers. I can't wait to connect and grow group because I love the people there and they care for me. And I've actually got something that they need that I can impart into them, because we need one another and that we can actually give out. Bearing fruit in every good work. What good work are you going to do this year? What's your good work that you're going to do? How are you going to contribute to build the kingdom of God? And we love our families and we look after our families. But did you know that people in the world do that? There's some excellent parents that aren't Christians. Excellent people that look after their elderly parents and they look after their own children and their family. And they do that really well. And I'm sure God's pleased with that, because God's heart is for people, God's heart is for family. But the world does that. And so we can't say, oh, that's the good thing that I'm doing. It is a good thing you're doing, but the world could do that too. So what are the good things, the good works that you're going to do to please the Lord this year? We're going to talk about that a little bit more next week when we talk about giving out. But if you want to please the Lord, make a decision and say, it's not all about me this year. It's not about my needs being met. It's not about what I'm getting or what people are doing for me. But I want to please the Lord, and I do that by bearing good fruit. And so find out your good fruit. Next week we give you more opportunity to find out ways that you can actually bring some good fruit, how you can do that. More than just good people in the world do, because there are some decent people in the world. They're lost, but they're still decent. But more than that, what can I do to bring good works to build the kingdom of God? And so that encouragement is there for each and every one of us. And so to do that, you want to please God? Grow in the knowledge of God. Make sure you're growing in God. And secondly, be fruitful. The scripture tells us how to do that. And it tells us that we have a strength. We're strength with the power of the Holy Spirit in our life. So that's a beautiful thing about being a Christian. It's not that God has a whole lot of things for us to aspire to that we can never do, and that we want to reach for the impossible dream that we can never do, or to be the person that we can never be, as much as we grit our teeth and try to get there. Because that's exactly what religion is. Religion is reach for the impossible dream. There's a standard that you'll never make. There's things that you can never attain to. And there's a gap of frustration and that you can never. But the difference with Christianity is we have the power of the Holy Spirit. Christ lives within us by the power of his Spirit. And therefore we are able to go and to be everything that he has made us to be. He gives us that power. And it says that because of the power, the might of his strength within our lives, it talks about having great endurance and patience. And the old King James had used the word long-suffering. Who wants to be long-suffering? Suffering long? Long-suffering, but great patience and endurance. And see, that's a measure of our growth, is how do we hack it? How do we handle it when the pressure's on, when the heat's on? Because it's very easy to run. Running is easy to do. Bailing is an easy thing to do when the heat's on and when the pressure's on. But part of our maturity as a Christian and a sign of our growth in God is how do we handle it when the heat's on, when the blowtorch is on us, when it's up maybe a little bit hotter than it's ever before, maybe a little bit more uncomfortable than it's ever felt before. How do we handle situations? How do we handle that? How do we react when things don't go our way, when things are happening that we don't want to happen, when things aren't happening that we want to happen? How do we handle that? A measure of our growth and our maturity is found in that. But there's something about the power of the Holy Spirit that enables us to have long suffering, to endure. And it's not something that any of us want to do, but it's a part of formation. It's a part of character formation. It's a part of our growth and development. And the Holy Spirit helps us. You're not just hacking it on your own, not just gritting your teeth and burying. You have the power of your Holy Spirit. The question is whether we draw on that, or we deal with things and respond for things and we act and react as the world does, or we go to the reservoir of the Holy Spirit and draw life and strength and health and sustenance from the Lord because he has it for us. So endurance, it's really, really important that we build that in our life. Part of that prayer is, and part of our heart is, that great endurance, because we face trials. Some of you went through some really tough times last year. All of us went through some really tough times this year, last year in different ways. And this year's not going to be an exemption from challenges. You know, I wish I could say this year God's going to pour his favour and blessing on you in such a way nothing's ever going to go wrong. The reality is we live in a sinful world and things happen. Things do happen. But the difference is how we endure and how we come through that. Because we've said before, you never come through something, you grow through something. And we say, Lord, I'm going to grow this year in every circumstance of my life. I'm going to have great endurance and patience. Patience means you're waiting for things that you wanted to have happen and they haven't happened yet. Patience is probably one of the hardest things. This generation, and even my generation, it's hard being patient. I don't think anyone finds patient. I don't know. I've never met a naturally patient person. I'm still waiting to find them patiently. Well, it's hard to be patient. We all want stuff now, right away. And more and more, but it's a part of our character and growth that we build that in to our lives. And that's part of this prayer, that we may have great endurance. And I pray that we are a people, that we are a resilient people, that when the stuff of life hits us and hits us hard, that we stay the course. We stay the course. We're faithful to God. We're faithful to his word. Lord, we live a life to please him. We're still going to keep on bearing fruit. Don't use the circumstances of life as an excuse not to bear fruit. You've got to keep on bearing fruit, whatever the season is. Scripture talks about it. He said to Timothy, preach the word in season and out of season. Doesn't matter what's going on, don't worry about the season. You keep bringing forth, you keep bringing it through. Don't use the season of life as an excuse. You bring it forth, you bring forth fruit every day. We're called to do that. And my prayer is that there's a resilience amongst God's people, that when you take a hit, you stand. Someone tries to trip you up, no, you stand. And we try to make something out, you stand, and that we stand in the strength of God. And it then talks about this wonderful inheritance that you have. It says, who's qualified to share, you to share in the inheritance of his holy people in the kingdom of light. I pray that this year more and more we understand what incredible inheritance that we have in Jesus Christ. Because we scratch the surface and think, wow. You know, we have one crumb of the meal and we think, wow. And I pray that this year we see more and understand more of what it is, that inheritance that we have in Jesus Christ, because he's an awesome, awesome God who has that wonderful inheritance for us. And finally, this passage begins to talk about that he's rescued us from the dominion of darkness and brought us into the kingdom of the Son he loves, in whom we have redemption, the forgiveness of sins. And our prayer is that God will burn in each of our hearts all the more a heart for the lost. And that we don't let the busyness of life, oh, I've got to work, or I've got this, or I'm tired, or I'm this, I'm that. Whatever excuse we've made in the past, say, Lord, let the fire of compassion and a heart for the lost, let it burn deeply within my heart this year. Because we've been rescued out of the kingdom of darkness. Many people you know and I know that haven't. They haven't. And we can just go along our lives, our busy little lives, and oblivious to that. And I pray that we don't, that this year there's something God's going to stir in our heart more than ever before to see others come into relationship with Jesus Christ. And that's really a prayer. I want to read the scripture one more time, and then I'm just going to pray for us. We're going to call the leaders up in just a moment and pray for the leaders. But let's just listen to this again. We always thank God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, and we pray for you, because we've heard of your faith in Christ Jesus and the love you have for all God's people. And I praise God for the love we have here in this family, the faith and love that spring from the hope stored up for you in heaven, and about which you've already heard in the true message of the gospel that has come to you. In the same way, the gospel is bearing fruit and growing throughout the whole world. We're going to talk about going beyond ourselves next week. Just as it has been doing among you since the day you heard it and truly understood God's grace. You learned it from Epaphras, our dear fellow servant, who's a faithful minister of Christ on our behalf and also told us of your love in the Spirit. For this reason, since the day we heard about you, we've not stopped praying for you. We continually ask God to fill you with the knowledge of his will, through all wisdom and understanding that the Spirit gives, so that you may live a life worthy of the Lord and please him in every way, bearing fruit in every good work, growing in the knowledge of God, being strengthened with all power according to his glorious might, so that you might have great endurance and patience, and giving joyful thanks to the Father who has qualified you to share in the inheritance of his holy people in the kingdom of light. For he has rescued us from the dominion of darkness and brought us into the kingdom of the Son he loves, in whom we have redemption, the forgiveness of sins. So let me just pray. Father, we just thank you, Lord, this year. Lord, that there is that invitation for every one of us to grow. Lord, we can respond to that, Lord, or we can ignore it. Lord, we can give a reason why we cannot attend. We can give a reason why we cannot participate. But Lord, we can respond and say, yes, Lord. And I pray, Lord, that we do that, Lord. Even as you, that prophetic word, Lord, this morning, Lord, that's stirring now in my heart all the more. Lord, that we'll say, yes, Lord, this year, Lord. I'm going to grow this year. Lord, I'm going to live a life worthy of the Lord. And I'm going to please you in everything, in all things, to please you, Lord. Let that be the prayer. Let that be the statement. Let that be the commitment of every person this year in Grow Church. We're going to live a life worthy of the Lord, and we're going to grow in the knowledge of you. And so, Father, we just thank you now for your word. Let it penetrate our spirit and our heart, I pray, in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. So one other thing we want to do this morning is the life of the church is really a team. And next week we'll look at those, you know, people, ways of serving, and people who contribute in many different ways. But we really just want to get the leaders to come out this morning. We really want to pray for those that are going to be leading departments and areas this morning. We already prayed for the Grow Group leaders last week, but today we really want to pray for those leaders. So if I can have those people that are leading, so the youth leaders like to come out, and if you haven't been out here before, the leaders you're leading, come out, and we'd like to pray for those. You can put up that diagram now. And so we want to pray for our leaders. So if you're leading an area, would you like to come out? And Jackie, we're going to pray for missions next week. But those that are leading, so the oversight should all be out here. And we're going to be praying for those that are leading different areas. The children's, Muriel's out there, but and Susie's not well this morning. Leona, you're leading the older kids, the younger kids this morning, this year, so you can come out. You can represent those that are with the children, those that are, yeah, Sunday school teachers, you can come out as well. And we're just going to pray for you. Yep, Kayleen with the worship team as well, and yeah, with the young adults, and Gary and Kayleen. Praise God. We want to pray for them. Just as they're still coming, I want to announce something very, very exciting. One of the most wonderful things in the life of the church is seeing people that have a real strong call of God, a call in their life to ministry, to set aside their life and say, I'm going to serve you, Lord, with my whole heart, and to respond to that call to ministry. And so one thing I'd love to announce this morning is that Noel Saliba and also Lewis Mercicare, across the course of this year, that they'll be coming to be installed as pastors in the life of this church. And call of God is very clear and evident upon their lives, and And so there's a process with our denomination. We've got to work through those things. But they've been building towards this time. And, you know, Lewis is just full-time in the church now and just does a wonderful job just caring for people, following up new people and just loving people with Sue. They're really good at doing that. And Noel and the areas that God's raising him up into. And so we just really praise God for that. So when we work through some process, but we just thought we'll let you know, that's what will be happening during the course of this year. We're just going to pray for all our leaders. So if I can get that microphone back, I'm going to ask Pastor John to pray for all our leaders. Here we go. Praise God. Well, let's just stand and bow our heads. So just say quickly who the leaders are that we've got standing here. So we've got Brendan and Chloe overseeing the youth, other youth team. We've got Karen and Joshua and Mama. Where's Mama? Is she there? Oh, she's out with the kids there. Muriel's out with the kids, but Leonie's here with the kids. We've got Kayleen, runs so beautifully our whole worship team. And also with Gary now, they're looking after running the young adults. We have Sue, and also Sue's looking after the cafe area. We have Sarah looking after the kitchen area, looks after that. Noel and Kathy, obviously, they're elders, but also they're looking after all that hospitality area as well. Graham and Josie are now overseeing the area of our all of our policies in terms of duty of care. Yeah, put your hands together. They've done a huge amount of work. They've done many, many hours of work and make sure that, you know, we live in a different world, a different environment now, and to make sure that we are guarding well for our children, following all those policies and procedures. They've done a great amount of work looking after that as well. And our other oversight, or our oversight are up here as well, with Lewis and Sue and Noel and Kathy, Gary and Kayleen, and of course Pastor John and Pastor Pat and myself. So we're just going to pray. And Gadgen and Joyce, where's Gadgen? Gadgen, didn't see you there. And Gadgen and Joyce as well. Joyce is probably out with kids as well. Right, so we're just going to pray now, and because church is a team. And look, these leaders that lead us, there is a cost and there is a sacrifice to leadership. And, you know, you might think, well, what's on TV? But they might be there just praying for you. They might be preparing something for the area that they're involved in. And so we really want to pray. We want to honor you, first of all. Thank you for all that you do, but certainly for all that you're going to do to help. We're a team, and we really want to bless them. So let's bow our heads, and Pastor John will ask him just to lead us in a prayer for the leaders.
Thank you, Father God. Lord, we just bless you and thank you, Father, Lord, that you do have your hand upon our lives. Father, for each and every leader here standing in our midst this morning, Father, Lord, you've spoken to them personally. Lord, the challenge came to them and they answered the call and said, yes, I will serve in this area. And that's a heart. That's the heart that our pastor's been speaking about and praying about to us, each and all of us, that the Spirit would come upon us, would be prompted by the calling, that inner thing that's always tugging at our spirits, urging us on and cheering us on. So, Father, we just thank you, Lord, that there is a Spirit and a call upon each and every person's life. But, Father, for our leaders who stand assembled here this morning, again, we uphold them before you. We honour them, Lord. We love and appreciate them. And so we ask, Father God, for your hand of providence to be upon them, Lord, that you'll meet their every need in and through Jesus Christ, who loves us all. Father, for the year that we're embarking upon, Father, we just pray that your portion will be enough for each leader here, Lord, as they look to you, as they lean upon you for understanding and wisdom and strength and encouragement, Father. Lord, that you will just be that strength and portion at that time when they say, Lord, today I need your help. Today I want you to be with me. Today, Lord, I need you to encourage me. Call upon the Lord and he will answer you. Amen. So I thank you, Father, and we just bless you. We bring them before you this day, Father. Lord, as they serve in the areas that you've called them. We just know, Father God, as they look to you, so you will meet their every need. So we bless you. We thank you, Father, that you're, you will be with them. And to this year will be a year of great growth in their lives, Father, and the lives of the people that they minister to and who they oversee in those groups. But, Father, for those groups, for whatever situation the need is, we just pray, Father, that they will be encouraged as others come and join them. Others come and join them. Let that be on your heart, Church, Father. Lord, if you want to be involved, the invitation is there. You've heard a lot about that this day. But again, we just bring it before you. Yes, I can be do that. I can do this. It may not be a big thing. It may only be a little thing. But those little things make up the whole and in every way. So, Lord, again, we bless you because you are our God and you are our strength. And in you we trust, in Jesus' wonderful name. So, Lord, be with these people and uphold them and strengthen them in your precious name, the name of Jesus. Amen.
Yes, just bless our leaders. Thank you, leaders. Bless you. We're going to go out worshipping the Lord. We've got a great year ahead of us. And you can hear some great news next week. And so come forward for that. You're not going to want to miss some new things that are happening. You're going to hear about really exciting developments. You're going to hear about next week. And you're going to stretch us, challenge us. And but it's going to be a wonderful blessing. So make sure you come along for next week. Don't forget, grow groups are already started. If you haven't got along to your grow group as yet, or you're not sure what it is, you can either talk to Pastor John and Pastor Pat or have a look at the lists that are there in the back in those three locations there. You can see where you are. Get along to grow groups. Say, I'm going to grow.